Hello, happy end of February. I'm Mindy Sue Bell, your hostess of Limitless Magic, and this is episode 12. Dun dun dun. The post Dark Night of the Soul winter inner child shadow work edition of my podcast. I haven't been here since December. I thought I had done an episode in January, but I looked back and I was like, whoa, I haven't checked in since December. And let me tell you, January and February were a lot for me. I say this every winter, but I don't want to spend another winter here. Obviously I'm not an indigenous native to this area. I'm European. I love the land here. It's very beautiful, but the winter and the darkness and the rain, the lack of sunlight really puts me through the ringer in a way that I don't want to experience again. And it was really difficult for my daughter, and it was just a difficult winter, y'all. And I really wanted, my intention going into winter was to sort of supercharge, go deep with the shadow work and the facing inner child things, things that I really felt I had a good handle on, having processed it and grown through it. And let me tell you, I did not. I was in total hermit mode this winter, feeling so lonesome and just going through it, facing all the dark corners, the dusty corners of my mind, my spirit. It was a lot. But I do feel like, even though it unfolded sort of harder hitting than I had wanted it to, I did make progress, and I really got to know myself on a deeper level, and I accessed parts of myself that I thought I had accessed, but I hadn't really accessed them in depth, and was able to really see myself and see my experiences in this way that did bring a lot of healing. But it was very rough. As I reflect, I'm like on the other side of it, but still sort of coming out of it. Like right when we sort of got into Pisces season, it clicked, and then there's this grief feeling sort of as I observe the collective, see the world, see what's going on in the world and in my community and in my city. And it's this heartbreaking level of grief as I see how beautiful the world could be and how beautiful the world is in certain aspects, but also how incredibly cruel some people, some systems, all systems of government, all systems of colonialism are. And it's just hard to be someone that walks a path of beauty and love, but also observes the catastrophic, apocalyptic, end of the world tragedies that we are exposed to. So welcome to the 8 year. I know it's February, it's almost March, but we're in an 8 year all year, so better late than never. You know, I wanted to do this episode in January, and I would think about sitting down, and I was just like, I don't want to show up messy, weird, crazy, hyper emotional, crying. I don't want to show up on my podcast like that. It's not like I have to be perfect or present this fragment of who I am, but I just didn't feel like making a diary of sadness. So I didn't show up last month, but I'm here now, end of February, to talk about the 8 year. And the 8 year, so you know, every year has a number. If you add up the numbers of the year, 2024, 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 = 8. And what does an 8 look like if you turn it on its side? It's an infinity symbol. And the 8 also corresponds to the 8th card in tarot, which is the strength card. And if you look at that card, and I'm thinking, you know, the traditional Pamela Coleman Smith version that is sort of the standard teaching tarot deck, or maybe the most popular tarot deck on the market, there is a beautiful infinity symbol over the maiden's head. And there's a lion, and she's got her hand like on the lion's mouth. So the strength card is very much that 8 energy. And so I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, what the 8 means. And also, you know, for tarot, the strength card, the 8th card in the deck, corresponds with Leo. Leo is ruled by the sun. And so, you know, this year, this 8 year, for me, what's been coming through really strong is that this is really a year to build on your strengths, and not just, you know, your strengths, your skills, your talents, your interests, your joys, and not just in this lifetime or from this lifetime, but from previous lifetimes. I think this year, especially the dream worlds, like my guides have been telling me, pay attention to the dream world. I mean, I always do anyway, because I'm a devotee of dream magic, but I always tell people, and my guides have been coming through telling me, stressing this, it's going to be the dreams are going to be a portal with which comes through a lot of information. Guides are going to show up in dreams. Ancestors are going to show up in dreams. And that's going to be a big way that we are communicated with and receive information moving forward into our own destinies, individual and collective. So, you know, the big energy around this year is this is the year to really start building. You know, as we're an 8 year, and then 2025 is going to be a 9 year, and then 2026 is going to be a 10 year. And so 8, 9, 10, that's really approaching completion. That's really moving into, should you choose to, moving into your destiny timeline and your big creation timeline of the big, beautiful dream you're manifesting. You know, whatever is most important to you, what has been calling to you in your heart song for your maybe entire life, as long as you can remember, this is the year to stop fucking around, excuse my French, get off the fence and start making things happen. You know, if not now, when? And don't give yourself any excuses to not do things. I see a lot of people, myself included, that have held off on creating things, like it's not good enough, it's not ready. And I'm telling you, there's so many mediocre or below standard writers, creators, people just creating total garbage. There's literal bestseller books created by computers. There are somebody told me about this, one of my friends, I can't even remember the author's name. There is an AI author that's like a best-selling author of spiritual books. So you can create a book better than AI. You can create a book better than like so many of the terrible books that are getting published, but they're getting published because people are doing it and creating it and getting it published. That's the thing. Put yourself out there. Trust in the guidance that you're getting. When you're getting an idea or a little ping coming up, like make a podcast, make a blog, make an Instagram post, make a dress, make a scarf. Whatever you're getting that's like a little creative impulse, don't deny it and don't ignore it. Don't worry about how your efforts are going to be compared to someone else, but all you need to do is seek to pull that. I'm going to cough. Hold on. Ooh, sorry. I am getting over a cold. I had to pause that to cough my brains out for a second because I'm talking so much and it's irritating my throat. Anyway, pull that creative energy out of yourself and just bring it out into the world. And that process of alchemy, it's going to be specifically you, specifically unique, authentic to you alone. There's only one you, there's only one me. And our own little unique flavors are very much needed in this world experience, in this new era. So create, you know, and know that you're not creating to make money or be rich. I mean, those things could happen, but you're creating just for the experience of bringing something out of yourself and sharing it with the world. And it will find the right channels. It will find the right people. And I really see this year as having an explosion of arts, almost like a renaissance, and just all these new experiences, new ways of thinking. A lot of truths will be revealed. Illusions will drop away. 8 is a really big number of seeing through the illusions and the bullshit, being sort of a human lie detector, especially when we view it through that lens of the infinity. It's being very connected to what you know to be true and not second guessing yourself. Yes, you're having trust in the divine and trust in the universe and trust in your guides, but also trusting yourself. And when you feel this inclination that tells you no about someone, something, some news, whatever, listen to that. Your body is your compass. You know, you'll be alerted through your chakras, through your stomach. Your jaw might tighten, but listen to yourself because you have an innate sense of knowing that I think we've all been brought up to discount and ignore. But I think this year we're really going to be getting back in touch with our own selves, stepping away from consuming as much as possible and putting that energy into creating. Creating for the joy of creating, creating to share our magic and share our story, and creating to just add to the fabric of the collective. And I think that more voices who have been silent for so long need to chime in. It's time to speak your truth and speak up and be seen and stop hiding. Like sometimes, you know, many years ago, I used to be really scared of people knowing that I was a witch. I had deep witch wound. I was teased growing up. Like before I ever said I was a witch or claimed it, I think my first or second podcast talks about this, episode 1 or 2, I'm not sure, but I was bullied and teased like, you're a witch, just because I was weird and I had red hair. Fast forward, yeah, I am a witch, but I was really scared of being persecuted and teased until I just said, forget it, I don't even care. I identify as a witch. I love working with plants. I love doing spells. I'm so connected to my ancestors. I love spirits. I love goddesses. Yep, I'm a witch. And honestly, since I claimed that and stepped into that power and owned it, I haven't been bothered about it at all. I mean, never say never, but when I stopped hiding, I stepped into so much power, and no one is going to make me hide. No one is going to make me hide my light under a bushel or, you know, hide my true self or run from who I authentically am. And I highly suggest whatever, in whatever way you may be hiding or whatever way you may be not letting yourself be seen, it's time to shine and let yourself be seen in full spectrum glory and just own your authentic self, because that is intrinsic to your own growth and your own just being in your own beauty and your own joy. So that's how I feel about that. So I am really looking forward to spring and I have a couple of people in mind I want to interview now that I have life things sort of organized and in a better place. I have people I want to interview, and I have a few ideas for episodes that will be more planned out, not just a chat session, but going deeper into some things I'm really interested in. So I already have notes I'm working on for those. So I'm back. After a month break, I am back. And yeah. And I would love if y'all would find me on Instagram, Mindy Sue Bell. I'm on Substack. I think you can find me by looking up Mindy Sue Bell, but the blog is called Love Letters. You can find all of this through my Instagram links too. And I made a really special heart-opening, heart-tending potion of two really special variations of hawthorn berries and rose quartz essence that is in my shop on my website, Mindy Sue Bell. And also any for the next week, so until February 29th, any tarot orders that I get, 30 minutes or more sessions, will include one of these hawthorn potions. So you can find out all about this on my Instagram. But I just wanted to stop in and check in and say that winter's almost over. If you are on this side of the world, winter's almost over. And spring is right around the corner, and with spring comes flowers. We're already seeing little flowers and sun and less rain and no snow and trees getting leaves, and it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be just birds singing, trees and flowers blooming, and hearts opening up and softening, and picnics. And I hope that you are all well wherever you are in the world. Send me a message. I want to hear about people. I'm especially curious about the people who have downloaded my podcast that live in other countries. Send me a message. Let me know what you think. And it really helps if you give me a 5-star review or a rating. I would be so grateful, because then it helps my podcast to show up in the mysterious web of where podcasts get hidden. You can help me be more visible. So thank you. And just have a beautiful night. Happy Venus Day. Maybe draw yourself a nice bath. Tomorrow's full moon in Virgo. Get ready for that. Get ready to get organized. I'm already feeling it. I have storage in the basement that is like calling to me, saying, come organize me. Come take these donations and get rid of them. Spring cleaning fever. So if you feel inclined to do a little organizing or spring cleaning or spiritual cleaning, do it. Or draw yourself a bath, put some rose petals in it, and wash away the funk of the world and show yourself some extra love. Sending you lots of love and magic and blessings and wishes for you to walk that path of beauty and destiny. Until next time, bye friends.